joining us online from St. Joe's. Ted Lina on the Trocar College Live Line to recap the debate last night. Ted, of course, helping students at St. Joe's run the debates there for so many years and joining us to give his expertise on what happened in the presidential debate. All right, Ted, we talked about it yesterday and what to expect. Did you see maybe what you expected to see last night?
Good morning, Brian and Susan, and once again, thanks for having me on. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that the first thing that I will be talking to my students about will not be the debate. We can't obviously forget all those brave souls that died on 9/11, and I'm constantly reminded that the young men that I'm teaching were not even alive then. And I think as an educator, it's our responsibility to never let what happened that day die, and to spend time talking about it. And I will say that the students are always very interested in it. So I know there will be conversations regarding that, and a lot of prayers said today for those that have lost their lives on that terrible day. At any rate, the debate was not at all what I expected. Trump is normally the aggressor, very confident and very comfortable. But that was not the case at all last night. I think he underperformed. He was frequently on the defensive. And the Harris campaign, I thought, did a good job of making accusation after accusation, whether it was substantiated or not. And it put Trump in a situation where he constantly had to defend himself. And he, but what really struck me was the nonverbals. Throughout the debate, from the beginning he walked out, he did not look comfortable to me, and he sounded angry. And as the debate continued, I think the nonverbals got worse. When the camera went over to Harris, she was smiling a lot, sometimes laughing. Her demeanor was totally different, and that probably annoyed him as well, I'm not sure. But I think it was not a good look for the former president. And because of that, I think there won't be another debate. I know Harris's campaign has called for one. And if Trump sits down and watches that debate, I think there'll be no question that he has to do a second debate, because that's not a good look for him.
Well, Ted, what was, maybe in your opinion, the most consequential moment of the night?
In regard to a question?
Just the biggest moment of the night.
Well, I don't think there was one moment. Obviously, you know, eating the pets and things of that nature made him look extreme. Even if that was true, somebody called me as soon as that was said. And I said, even if that is true, that's not something I would bring up because it just sounds too extreme. I think during the entirety of the debate, it got worse and worse for him. And she had announced in advance her campaign that they were going to bait him. And they did. And they succeeded. And that's what happened. He seemed to be getting more and more disturbed. So I really, Susan, don't think there was one point. He made some good points. But just looking at him, you could tell he was not comfortable and upset. I mean, I thought, you know, he would be Trump, and he was. But you have to remain controlled during a debate. There's no way around that.
You know, Ted, I have a rule after debates that you sometimes don't even need to watch them if, you know, you have to wake up super early in the morning, because you can generally tell who won or lost afterwards by who is talking about and blaming the moderators the most.
Right.
And we had a little bit of that this morning. Do you agree with that sentiment? And what did you think about the moderators last night?
Well, that's an excellent point. And I know he didn't want it at ABC, and he didn't want the last one where it was. I think if he does another debate, he's probably going to insist that it be at Fox. They were fact-checking him a lot. I don't know if she was fact-checked at all. If she was, maybe once. He was fact-checked continually, and I think that contributed to it. So I don't really know yet, because I want to read more about what the fact-checkers – were saying and whether the fact checkers were right or wrong. On a few instances, David Muir used his opinion and not a fact in regard, well, this is what I thought. But that's not really relevant. And then the president said, that's not at all what I meant. He was talking about being sarcastic regarding a comment that he had made earlier. So it'd be interesting to see how accurate the fact checkers were. But they were clearly going after Trump. Now, maybe, as I said, maybe he had more to fact check. And that wouldn't surprise me because he does say use a lot of hyperbole. And he frequently, in his attacks, is extreme in his comments. You know, last night, World War III, she will destroy the country. And it's interesting to me, her profile is we have to be more optimistic and that we need a change. When she is part of the incumbency in the White House now, and they're talking about change, and he brought up, you've been here 3.5 years, why haven't you done anything? But when you're that upset and disturbed, the nonverbals just, I think, overwhelm people. I don't know whether or not you had the same vibe watching that.
You know, Ted, I want to get you on before we let you go here. You mentioned the fact checkers. Now, I want to know what you think of that. It's kind of like a new phenomenon, you know, over the last 10 years, you know, fact check, fact check, fact check. And during a debate, like that'll be going on. But as you mentioned, sometimes you can have opinions work their way into a fact check. And we've seen plenty of instances over the past several years, especially the last 4 years or so, where the fact check is just not right at all. Does a fact check have a place live during a debate?
Personally, the way that it was done last night, no. In my opinion, I think that's the job of the opponent to counter what the other candidate had said. That's not the job of the media at that time. After the fact, yes. At St. Joe's, I have fact checkers, but we never contradict anything that's said on our stage. They will send me a note, and I may rephrase a question, but I don't tell them what the answer is or that they're wrong. I really believe that's not the job of somebody moderating a debate. That's the job of their opposition. So, no, to answer your question, Brian, I did not care for that, especially when it's that one-sided.
Yeah, very interesting. Ted, great to talk with you. Thank you so much.